$20 million in pipeline, over $1 million in revenue, and 100 plus clients created from LinkedIn video? It does sound crazy until you understand how it works. In this episode, Danny is breaking down his entire process. He'll tell you these literally are the secrets of his business that he was happy to share, hopefully happy to share today with our audience. So this is unfiltered, uncut, raw, the behind the scenes. If you want to generate revenue, not only with LinkedIn posts, but with simple video content, this is the episode for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And the first question, of course, is how does Danny actually do this? How does he advise his clients on what to say? Let's get into it.
Okay, I may have to give away some secrets here.
And this is as much as you're comfortable with. This is, I want it to be valuable, so that's why I'm asking these questions, right? Okay. And I'm happy to give away ours. So.
Okay, so number one is like the best content comes from your own experiences, right? So if you're recording your coaching calls or you're recording your client meetings, and then you are using like a tool like Fathom, that's the one that I use to record all my meetings, then you're taking the transcript, and then I have some kind of sexy prompts that I've created where I could take that transcript and be like, hey, what are the best moments from this that would make the best content for my audience, knowing, and you know exactly who my audience is, you know exactly who I'm looking to attract, right?
I have a question on that.
Yeah.
Would you do that for a client? Would you take their meetings?
I could.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So like if I have clients that run workshops or you know,
God, webinars are so good too.
Yeah, workshops, yeah. Webinars, like people that record their own client calls, I say send them over to me, or their own sales calls if they want to have a sale, you know, if they want to send me their sales calls. But one of the things I also do is I do an onboarding form where people like obviously give me a ton of information about their business. And then I also have a one-to-one meeting where I deep dive into that information. So now I have like a 30 to 45 minute conversation about this client and their business that I also use to create the content. That's one piece. The other piece is, and this is the piece of the service that most of the people that are coming to me completely overlook, is like I go deep on research for clients, right? So if you are, let's throw an example of a client that I have right now. He is a performance psychology or a performance coach, whatever, right? And so basically what I will do is I will find like the best performance coaches out there. So, you know, like today, I was looking at like Mel Robbins is like a real famous like performance coach, right? Or Tony Robbins. I mean, there's a lot of performance coaches out there, but today I used Mel Robbins, right? So I went to Mel Robbins' YouTube and I looked at her top performing YouTube videos, right? And I looked at what are the topics that she's talking about that people are most interested in. And sure enough, it's like procrastination. Oh, that's a really good topic. How do you reprogram your mind for positive thinking? That was one of her all-time top videos. How do you stop fear and anxiety? How do you stay motivated? How do you let go of things that no longer serve you? How do you make dreams come true? Like these are the topics that she's talking about, and these are the topics that are going super freaking viral, right? So it's like, obviously, if these topics are going so viral, people are interested in them, right? So now I can take those kind of topics and I could say, hey, this is Evan and this is his audience. How do I relate these topics to Evan and his audience? And boom, now I've got more content, more questions that I can ask. And it's got like the potential to obviously draw in the audience that they want to draw in, but then allow them to elaborate and go deeper and start to like build that connection and start to like also tell the stories of like what they're doing with their clients, so that they attract people in. Buyers. They attract buyers, not people, buyers.
So when you got your first client from this business, did you do any of this?
No. No.
What I want people to capture here is how much time this has taken for you to just explain that. Like that's like us going, well, 4 episodes a month, 5 clips an episode, 1 post a day. It's like 7 years to get to explain it like that, right? I want people to understand that.
Yeah. First off, like the tools are not the same, right? So now like you have like AI tools to make your jobs a lot easier and a lot better. Like you can, like, if you know how to use AI, like you can have so much garbage with AI, but like you could also have like so much gold with AI if you know how to use it the right way, right? Yep. Just to give you like a heads up, the prompt that I use to create questions for my clients is 16 pages long. Okay. So it's not like,
I thought I was doing good pushing 6 or 7 pages, man. That is crazy. Is that a GPT or is that,
no, you it's start just, a new it's, conversation? It's a prompt. Like it sits in the project knowledge, like in Claude or whatever. And it's 16 pages long. And it's all from me feeding more and more and more information to it. I also have my own prompt that I use to create the short form video titles and thumbnails or whatever, like the titles and the visual hooks for the videos, right? That one is also like 14 or 15 pages long. And I have loaded in hundreds and hundreds of like titles and visual hooks and like stuff that has worked. So that I know that, like, you know, again, like it understands what I'm going for.
All of this, by the way, and this guy doesn't drink coffee, never drank coffee before in his life, and he can do a 16-page prompt. He could. you're crazy, Danny. I want people to capture this because you on LinkedIn, you're like so easy to follow. Your advice is so, like, you simplified. It's not complicated, guys. Let's make video content. It's not that complicated. I just want people to see it is complicated. Danny simplifies it. I mean, listen, you worked with us fucking podcasts and you had done podcasts before. It's not simple, you know? And now do the tools make it simpler? Not really. We're like in the 1920s here.
Here's the other thing with the tools. All right. So let's talk about Descript.
I love it, dude. This is great. Another company we need to sponsor us.
I'm gonna shit on this a little bit. All right.
Oh, I love it. This is what this podcast is for.
This is what everybody does, right? They're like, I got a podcast and I'm working so hard on making this podcast, right? And the number one way that they are going to get people to listen to the podcast is by promoting their podcast on social media. And the best way to promote their podcast on social media is to take the best freaking clips from your podcast and post them to social, right? So the problem is that people just use Descript, right? And Descript is going to come and they're going to give them 10 decent clips. No. My podcast, the way that I do it is, again, another 16-page freaking prompt that says, what are the best moments in this podcast that have the most potential to draw in your audience? And literally it ranks them with a 1-2, like from a 1 to a 10 out of 10, as like, this has the most potential. And it pulls out the best quote from that particular clip. And so like, I have a very sophisticated system that is doing that as well, versus like, what happens with Descript is like, it's just going to grab like a little piece and it will come up with something decent, right? But here's the thing. My editing team doesn't edit in a linear manner. My editing team takes the best part, the best piece, and makes that the hook. And then they worry about the rest of the video. So if you have a 3-minute clip, what we're going to do is we're going to take the best 10 seconds and then we're going to take the next best 15 seconds and the next best 15 seconds, let's say, right? And that's a 40 second clip, right? But that 10 seconds, which may come at the end, we're going to move that to the beginning and we're going to take the second 15 seconds and we're going to move that to the end and we're going to take the beginning and move that to the middle, right? So what we're doing is we are literally deconstructing these 2 to 3 minute answers that our client gives. And we are turning them into a 45 second or 40 second clip that has only the pertinent, most important information. And a tool like Descript or any AI tool or anything that's out there cannot do that right now. So yes, those tools are good. However, if you want to take your shit to the next level, like you need to have something like that, that like, and you need to have editors that are good and understand that, you know, again, that you can't like just linear take everything. Like you can take different pieces and move them around like a puzzle to give the best message.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And on that note too, to just piggyback, right? Descript, Opus Clip, Submagic. I'll talk to the camera so I can tell you
all those things. They're all the same.
All those things. I just want to tell you what those are for. Those are for, I was never going to make clips. Now I have clips. What an editor is for, and a system and a content framework and a content ecosystem, what that's for is to generate results from your content. You really are not going to, you can't really trust an AI to generate you like results, right? That's what you do. That's what people do, right? So having an AI edit your video clips is just that. It's just an AI editing your video clips. It edits like AI edits. It doesn't edit how people edit. Now, if you want something to edit how people edit, you're going to need to hire people, right? So that's the difference. It really is apples to oranges, right? It really is. Like, you can't have, they've created Teslas, right? You have a Tesla car. Oh my God, no maintenance until your tire blows out. We don't have robots that plug tires. Like, there is a human element, right? A human has to diagnose it. A human has to take the wheel off. A human has to torque, right? Or whatever. That's just one example. AI can edit a photo. AI edits the photo how AI was told to edit it. It doesn't have that intuition, Danny. What you are doing is, what you're doing is delegating, and you're training, and you're creating, you're empowering, actually, right? I just, for example, I'm behind you in this way, but I just finally created an SOP for my editors to choose clips, right? To not choose clips like me, to choose clips how they choose clips based on the framework, right? I want them to get really good at it for them, right? And so, but that is the overall, or that's what I take away from this is when you see, like you could get on this podcast and we could talk about all the things you do that I see you do. That is great for us to go, wow, that post for your son, Danny, 100 likes. Wow, awesome, right? Like, tell me about it, right? That's cool. I'm not saying it's not valuable, right? But what you don't see is what you don't see, which is all of this. And this is the thing. This is how you get started, right? You're not going to, if you want the sauce, you got to hire Danny. You got to hire Alex Sheridan. You got to hire Podcast Principles. You got to hire me. You got to hire Jack. If I'm not a financial advisor, I'll never be one. ChatGPT can tell me what to do with my 401k if I had one, but I'm never going to be that, right? This is what we do 8 hours a day, or however many hours, you know, you choose, Danny. But I just want people to see that. And like, yes, you may come into this interview, you know, about, oh, well, I know Danny and, oh, his podcast, he's going to talk about his podcast. This is really the stuff. You see the podcast. If you want to know how Danny does the podcast, just go watch it. It's all there. What you don't see is this, right? And that's what's important to me.
Yeah. I gave a good amount of the sauce away there. So, or how the sauce is made.
You don't have to worry, because they're not going to take your advice. I mean, listen, no. And listen, this is, we don't say nobody's going to take the advice because we think people are lazy, or we think they're stupid, or that. No, listen, I can't take this advice. And I do this for a living because I have my goals. And I have the things that I'm working. Now, if I do take your advice, Danny, which of course I will, and I am. I have SOPs for editing and clip selection and clip extraction.
Yeah,
you were in the launch pad. I did this, yeah, you know. Yeah,
after this podcast, you're gonna be like, yo, you're sending me that prompt, right?
I'm gonna be like, no, but it's okay. I'll build my own prompt. But that's what we're really advising. But listen, you could have Danny's prompt. You're not gonna have Danny's success.
Yeah, I can give you the prompt. That's not a problem.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not even asking for the prompt. I would love it for people to make their own damn prompt. But listen, it's also not that complicated. It's AI. It's, you have examples. Then how do you make an SOP? You record yourself doing the thing. This is why I selected this moment. Like, guys, it's not that complicated, right? But this is the thing. What can you actually take away from this? The one thing, listen, one thing that I talk about all the time is strategy. What I think I don't talk about as much is the system, right? And now there's a difference between the system and the person working the system, right? I can drive my car, right? I can drive my car on a track. I'm sorry, if you put a professional driver in there, they're just going to be able to drive it better. They're just going to be able to do things with my car that I never even thought was possible because that's what they do, right? So, but we could take this so many different ways because we cracked this open. But I don't know, man. I just feel that if the question is, okay, yes, now what do I do as the business owner? I would empower them to build a version of it for themselves, or at least try.
Sure. What it is a matter of like looking at, again, what you want to emulate, what you ultimately want to be like, what works in your industry, and like uploading those things, right? But then also, you know, at the same time, being able to like train it to, you know, think and act like you and in your voice, right? So it's tricky. And like when it spits out, so here's the other thing, like it spits out questions that I'm supposed to ask clients, right? And like, I never ask the question that they spit out. I ask something related to that, but I never ask the exact question that they're spitting out because it wouldn't sound natural.
Yeah.
Right. So yep. It's like, how can I relay? I see what they're going for. I know what they're trying to get from him, but like, how can I ask this in the way that Ryan comprehends, this type of thing, right?
Well, so, that's what you're saying. You know better than the AI. That's not what AI's for. AI is not supposed to be you. It's supposed to just help you. And the number one goal of using AI for anything, how you use it well, the best in the world that use it, know when to trust it and when to trust their intuition.
Totally. That's a clip right there.
That's why we do this, bro. Again, I get the best content from doing this with you, Danny, right? It's like, bro, if I tried to sit outside and record videos, like I would get to some good stuff. But like, because this is what AI can't do this. It never will. This is sitting around the campfire, right? If Danny and I were out to, I don't know if you drink, but if we were just having a beer or something on a Friday and we met up, this is kind of what we'd be talking about, some version of this.
Well, let me tell you something. If I didn't drink, then I would go viral on LinkedIn.
Because
number one post that goes viral 100 out of 100 times is I quit alcohol. Is that not a guarantee to go viral?
It's a guarantee, man. It's so funny. Just this whole thing is crazy. Like, listen, like I had no idea I'd be doing this. You know, like this is my job. This is your job.
Yeah, yeah.
We're working out jobs right now.
You know what? You know what would be funny? Like, man. You know what would be like funny if like one day I like went on LinkedIn and was like, I'm three years sober from meth. I just wonder the kind of reactions that I would get because like literally everybody's like, oh, if I go, you know, that, and now I'm just like bullshitting and
I'm kind of
shitting on LinkedIn or whatever a little bit. And
no, like, And listen, I'll do a counter, right? Which is like, these are heavy subjects. Don't joke about them. Somebody being sober,
of course.
For that. That's not what we're saying.
No, that's not
what we're saying. What we're saying is you have a social media platform that you essentially are using aspects of your life to get attention, right? Listen, Danny, I mean, you're not a bad person, but your son gets a good amount of attention. I'm just saying, right?
Yeah, that's reality. True.
Here's what me and you will be candid about is that like, I don't use my girlfriend to get attention. She's a part of my life. Content is a part of my life. So you'll get my life. Here's my life, right? And that actually comes back fully to what we're really talking about here, which is AI is not you. It's not human. People don't connect to that. They connect with people, right? It is our life. As much as we want to systematize, like I said, look, tell me the system. So let's do a quick pivot back to the podcast, right? Which is, coming all the way back. Okay, you've had 4 podcasts. You've pivoted this one a couple times since we started working together, right? I mean, didn't even mention this episode. Danny's a client. That's why he's here. We work together. We on the podcast, on the strategy, right? Before He ended up launching it. And then once it was launched as well. So what is, let's start broad though. What is the value, since you are a short form video advocate and trainer and coach, what is the value of having this long form podcast?
Yeah. So basically what I do is, in the middle of every episode, I break into it and I say, hey, if you are a business owner that wants to create video content, very much like you're seeing here today, like, this is how we do it. You are literally watching my exact process on how we create video content for clients. We show like a couple of samples and stuff on the screen. You know, it's a mid-roll call to action so that people can see exactly what it is that we do. And then, you know, again, and I changed the podcast for, I guess, you would say, for people that are like more problem unaware, right? So like the idea now is, I went from like, let's make a video to,
which I would say middle or bottom of funnel almost. Yeah.
Correct. Very bottom of funnel, right? It's like, you know, the anatomy of creating a short form video is only going to be consumed by people that are very interested in creating a short form video, right?
Yes. Yes.
Whereas what I call it now, which is free business school, is like, I mean, that's like anybody that has a business that wants to get business advice, or anybody that's even thinking about starting a business, can get access to this. And the whole idea behind free business school was, I literally interview experts for a living. Like, that is my job. That is what I do. Right. And what I've realized is that there are tons of like tidbits of information that people could get that will help people in their business. And from things related to content and marketing and sales and social media and then finance, you know, I've got people who I have experts in almost every industry imaginable, right? So there's a lot of actionable advice that people can use for their business. So the idea behind changing to free business school is, hey, let me get people who are business owners, let me get them watching these episodes. And then they see, hey, you know what? This is the kind of content that I want to make. And then boom, in the middle of the episode is our mid-roll call to action telling people, hey, this is what we do for a living. We help people make this style of content that you're seeing right here on the screen. Right. So that was the kind of idea behind the pivot over from like the let's make a video into free business school. However, there is some drawbacks to that, because free business school is definitely pretty broad. It's hard to market, and it has like somewhat of a volume play. Right. But one of the things that's interesting that I've been doing with the podcast is, I've actually been interviewing folks who have basically inquired about my services, but didn't really want to commit to either long-term, or they didn't have money to commit to long-term. And what I've done is give them a taste of what it's like to work with me, what it's like to be a client of Video on Easy Mode. So not only, and then I give them a bunch of content. So not only am I like qualifying people and giving them a sample of what it's like to work with me and giving them content that they can use, I'm also charging for it, right? So I've got people that are paying me to basically test out my service at the same time, ultimately so that I can qualify them to be a client down the road.
Yeah. And like, say for our service, right? The podcast is the service. There's some content interviews and YouTube strategies and things like that. In your case, the podcast is just, that's barely opening the door, right? That's perfect.
Yeah.
You used it essentially as a lead magnet, like kind of almost like a pseudo paid lead magnet. And this doesn't only work for content businesses too. So I'm just going to drop that seed real quick to say, next time you come on, I really want to talk about how people can use a podcast to create something like as a function of their business, no matter what you sell, right?
Right.
Because whether you sell this podcast for people listening on the audio, I'm doing hands, the whole thing, the podcast, or whether you sell coaching, or whether you sell financial advice, or whether you sell your CPA, or whether you sell how to fix your garden, you are selling you. So the podcast is a taste. Whether you sell anything that has to do with podcasting or not, it's still a
paced, right? That's why you don't only do short form videos and I don't only do podcasts, because it's one piece. But that is such a great example and pivot for folks, because I don't want them to think, well, Brian's the podcast guy and Danny's the video guy, so obviously they're good at this stuff. You've had four podcasts. I've had one podcast, but four different podcasts in one, you know, over the last 7 years.
Right.
It's a piece of it. It's about how you use it. And you have, the podcast that we came out with, Danny, was killer. It's not the podcast you have now. It's not that the idea wasn't good before. It's that the idea is better now and it worked for you better, right?
Right. And what ultimately would happen in most cases is people will be like, oh, it didn't work. Let me move on to the next thing, right? Like, let me move on to the next strategy. Whereas for me, it was like, okay, the let's make a video isn't really working because of like, it doesn't represent the service, the new version of the service.
Yeah. And right? But also you're going to do that in your content anyway, because you're going to just showcase clients. So you don't have to have them on your podcast too. If you just
No, I don't. I don't necessarily need to. And like Free Business School doesn't even, like, I have plenty of clips that are not directly even from that I wouldn't even pull from the podcast. Like, I could just pull from the clients that I have on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's an interesting piece of like the marketing puzzle that I have now. And I still haven't really figured out how to use it yet. It's still very new, right? The podcast is still relatively new. We've been doing it for, I think we're probably around like 15 episodes or something like that, right? So we're still kind of working things out. We're still working out the distribution and like, you know, I want to get the podcast out on more channels, because I have like, I do have other channels. I do, you know, I have a good following on Instagram that I don't do anything with. So, you know, there is definitely more work to be done, but, you know, we're off to a good start.
Yeah. And you practice where you preach. You did work with Podcast Principles. You did work with myself to work on this podcast, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, I could have easily, you know, tried to figure everything out on my own, but I was like, hold on a second. Like, I see Ryan all the time. I like his content. Seems like a good dude who can steer me in the right direction. Like, I haven't done a podcast in years. And it was like, it was a natural fit, but it was because of seeing your content over, because I know plenty of podcast people, right? And I didn't hire any of the podcast people that I know and had past relationships with. I hired you because of your content and like the relationship that we were building just via LinkedIn content.
Well, I appreciate that. But also at the same time, like, I had the same way you were watching me, I was seeing everything that you were doing. So over that time, you know, I don't even like to work with somebody that haven't consumed their stuff for multiple months.
Right.
In reality, because I'm not going to have as many good ideas. When you came to me and you're like, this is what I'm thinking. And then I'm like, okay, here's what I'm thinking. And then we met in the middle, right? And then we enabled you to go, Danny, go fly.
Right.
And then now you landed on where you're at now. So last question, was it worth it launching your podcast?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I have no idea where it's going and I have no idea what's next for it, but hell yeah, it was worth it. And I'm going to continue to iterate and I'll come back and give you the updates as we continue to, you know, figure this thing out and improve it.
I can't wait. Thank you so much for doing this, man.
You got it, man.
And listen, I'll link it below too. I was on Danny's podcast. So you can go ahead and check that one out too.
Early on. Actually, we need to get on the schedule to have you back for like the new iteration of it.
Oh man, I would love to.
Because you were the first episode. So yeah. We'll get you back.
I'm game. So I say you guys know the deal. I'm not even gonna say it. You don't have to tell us where to find you. It's all in the show notes. For 90% of people watching this already know you. If you don't know Danny, we put it in the description, show notes. He's the man. Thank you again, Danny. Appreciate you, buddy.
My pleasure.
And hey, listen, here's the one thing, right? Your prospects, your clients, your buyers, as Danny would say, are all listening to podcasts, but just not yours unless you have one. Might as well be that one. That was a blast sitting down with Danny for two episodes, the first two-part client interview that we've ever done. And this is what we do.
at Podcast Principles. We uncover all of these secrets when it comes to podcasting for your marketing and sales, video content for your marketing and sales, and creating a content engine within your business so you can ditch the freelancers, ditch the agencies, and create revenue from your own content. So that is the only ask I have of you today, is to either follow or subscribe on the platform that you're on. In the description and the show notes, you'll be able to find my profile. You'll be able to find Danny's profile. That's our only ask today. Just give us a follow so you can continue to learn and uncover all of these great marketing and sales secrets. My name is Ryan Sullivan, the owner of Podcast Principles. And as always, I'll see you next week.